We're at 103.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Wait a second, what's the weather?
It's going to be hot, 103.
Where's the weather?
Right now, they're pushing buttons in there.
Where'd Deborah go?
Deborah, what's the weather? Come back.
Give us the weather. You got cut off. What are you? We got time.
Well, it's going to be hot.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
You guys want more comprehensive weather? Stay tuned. There'll be a lot more of that.
I gave you the stinking weather. Hold on a minute. I got my
103 currently right now.
It is 103 right now. And surprise, and we're headed down to 80 degrees tonight and tomorrow. Headed up to a high of 105.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Sorry. You know, when Becky Lynn's not here, everything goes wrong.
I know.
You know?
Sorry, guys.
So, in a second, we're going to tell you how the vaccine turns men into shallow Hal.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait for it. Before we get to that, let me tell you about a conversation I had last night. This is the craziest conversation. I've had a lot of them with a lot of people. This is the craziest conversation I've ever had in my whole life. Are you sitting down? Are you listening?
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
In fact, I even brought a snack.
Do you need a beverage, a snack? Because this is going to blow your mind. You're never going to hear this from anyone else, okay? So last night, my wife and I are, and this is about the vaccine.
Okay.
So my wife and I are walking, right? We just, you know, we go on a walk. You know, I jog a little bit because I need to be in softball shape by October. But again, I'm not running or anything. It's just it's a walk. It's a jog, all that kind of stuff. You wait for the temperature to go down. You go out at night. You do your thing. So ahead of us is a woman, and she's walking her dog. Okay. So we're on the same side of the street.
Okay.
And it's not like 2020. Where you had to, like, go to the other side of the street because COVID, right? Or you had to be outside with a mask on or something silly like that. So we're walking towards this woman. I don't know her. And she all of a sudden puts her hands up. Stop! Okay? Put both her hands up, Chad. Stop.
Stop. Like
and I'm
a touchdown.
Like,
both your hands up.
Okay. And I'm like, my goodness. Okay. I'm like, what is she doing? My wife's like, I have no idea. She's got her dog in her. Okay. She goes, are you vaccinated? First of all, it's rude to ask people if they're vaccinated.
Except for the part where
Except for I do it all the time.
And you have it written down.
I know. Here, watch this. You ready? Deborah Dale, Pfizer, correct?
Pfizer.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is, I know everybody. I know what everybody has, okay? So this woman, she puts the stop sign up. It's like I'm rounding third base, right?
I don't want you to go home.
And
No,
I got the stop sign. Don't go home. Okay.
So, older lady, younger lady?
Older lady.
Okay.
Not old, but older. Are you vaccinated? And so I'm thinking, okay, this is a lady that is worried about getting COVID. All right, fine, I get it. And I said, yes, yes, we're both vaccinated. Don't come near me. I'm like, wait a minute.
You could give her the vaccine.
Don't come near me.
The microchip could jump.
See, I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking. I was so taken aback because I thought she was going one way. If you're unvaccinated, don't come near me.
Yeah, that's what you would do.
Yes, that's what I would do. She did the opposite. I'm vaccinated. She said, don't come near me. I said, oh, why? She says this. Here's the quote. And I remember it. It's amazing. Here's what she said to me. You could transmit your vaccine to me. Let me repeat that. If I come near her, the vaccine that I got, I could somehow transfer it to her if I get too close.
If it worked like that, we'd be at herd immunity.
Be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell her that?
No, I did not. I'd
have ran over and gave her a hug.
That's the interesting question. So I'm you're reading my mind. Because, like, and I repeated it. I said, hold on a second. If I come near you, the injection that I got all those months ago, it's going to somehow transfer out, part of it's going to transfer out of my body and into yours, and you don't want the vaccine. That's correct. I'm thinking, this poor dog. Somebody's got to take the dog away from the lady.
The dog's like, can you give me the vaccine?
So I whisper this to my wife. I go, I think we should go and hug her. Like, right? Let's freak her out. And I'm like, she's like, you can't do that. I've never been taken aback that way.
That
a woman thinks that she's unvaccinated. I'm vaccinated, but if I come close enough to her, my vaccine will rub off into her or will transfer or what have you, and then she will have the vaccine, and that's the worst thing that could ever happen to her. That's what we're dealing with. That was from the street, man.
So the next time you see her, just come up behind her, and you could be like, just like if you come up behind her, you could be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Get out of me. Get out of me. Get into her. Get out of me. And then you look at her and go, now you're possessed.
Oh, my gosh. That's what we're dealing with.
That's even worse than Nicki Minaj disinformation.
It's not. First of all, Nicki knows a guy who knows a guy. That is pretty much how my doctor describes stuff all the time, too.
Let's get into the Nicki Minaj thing. We're going to do that a little bit later. Let's do it now, though.
No, let me tell you something.
What is your thought on that conversation before we get to Nicki Minaj?
First of all,
because she's got a take on the vaccine that's crazy.
I would have asked her, where can I find this information? Please, where can I find this information? Because chances are she's a lady that is stuck in an echo chamber and has no idea outside of anything, and she doesn't get that.
Well, my wife is better than I am because I wanted to just, you know.
High-five her?
I wanted to high-five her or laugh at her.
Just give her some knucks. What's up? This is how we do it. Yeah. This is where I come from.
Here comes the vaccine.
Here it comes.
It's coming through.
I would have went, pew, pew, pew. It's coming at you. Pew, 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 pew.
Just stick your arm out like it's like, yeah.
Like a
squirt gun.
Or like,
Spider-Man. With the webs. So my wife goes, ma'am, that's completely inaccurate. No, it's not.
And that's when I would have asked her, where did you hear this?
I didn't. I had to walk to the other side of the street. I was done.
I would have said, well, I'm not moving. So I think we're in a standoff.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable.
In this day and age, how do we get here? You know, how did Grandma Nubbins get to that point where she found something on the internet and she fell into it because she's got a nephew who's on Facebook with her and all of her groupthink people, and both sides have this insanity, and it is just—it's
incredible.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
I didn't know what to do. I was so shocked, man. My mouth was wide open. Nothing really shocks me anymore. That shocked me. Well, Nicki Minaj and what she said shocked me.
No, it can't shock you.
You know, you're not shocked by this?
No. She is a licensed medical professional.
Let's go to the beach. All right, so Nicki Minaj on Twitter, she's got how many followers? How many did she have?
22.6 million. And then she added me today.
She did not add you. So
the doctor is in.
She goes on Twitter and says, you know, I've got a cousin
in Jamaica.
And he's certain things aren't working anymore.
No, he's got a cousin who knows somebody.
Oh, okay. I forgot that.
It's not even that close. It's not even like I got a cousin who I really know. And I talked to him yesterday and he got the vaccine and he's having troubles. No, it's I've got a cousin who knows somebody.
Yeah.
Which apparently they're now impotent because of this.
And infertile. Well, I guess it goes hand in hand. Now, she tweets that out to 22 million people.
Yep.
And you know what?
Well, as a licensed medical professional, you have the opportunity to do no harm.
I am telling you, I hope the lady that I bumped into last night doesn't follow Nicki Minaj, because now she's going to tell her kids and everybody, listen, you can't get the vaccine because downstairs is not going to work.
Well, it doesn't even matter. At this point, if that's true, everybody around her could potentially be shooting.
See, but this is the problem. Okay, I told you about the woman on the street. You know that there are people who follow Nicki Minaj that say, you know what? I ain't getting that vaccine now.
Well, it's fine.
But if you think of it another way, how many guys do you think would want the vaccine and then it would make them infertile because they don't want any of that stuff?
Hey, you know what? We live in a weird time, people, and it's a battle. Like, you know, Jim Brewer, a comedian, he, Goat Boy and all that stuff, he refuses to perform at places where vaccine mandates are part of it. He won't. See, welcome to the world of insanity. But that lady's awesome.
Oh,
Nicki Minaj.
Great. All right.
Both of them licensed medical professionals.
All right. If you think those stories are crazy, we've actually got another one for you. Are you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
The vaccine turns men into shallow Hal.
Oh.
All right. We'll explain what that means in a second.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, I'm Gatos. He's Chad. We're covering the big stories for you. The lady that I bumped into last night said, don't come near me.
As you do.
You're vaccinated. You could transmit your vaccine into me, and I don't want that.
Is it going to be like a Reese's peanut butter cup thing? Hey, your vaccine got into my regular bloodstream. No, your bloodstream got into my regular vaccine.
Nicki Minaj says the vaccine will affect your testicles negatively. And then, of course, this one. Listen to this man. He's talking vaccine and, oh, goodness.
I want to talk a little bit today about the COVID-VACCINE.
What is that?
COVID? Vaccine.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Because you know
this. Who knows what they are censoring at this point?
In a lot of places, if you can't mention vaccine, or they'll take you completely off.
Really?
Even if you're, you know. Yeah.
So you have to spell it.
So, yeah, or you have to say the jab.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay, continue.
I know that it's extremely popular right now to make fun of and bully, basically, people who are skeptical of the VACCINE. But I'm hoping that we can just kind of have a conversation.
Let's have a conversation, Chad.
I like conversations.
All right, let's listen.
Instead, basically, 3 months ago, my cousin got the VACCINE.
What's that?
Basically.
Then got the VACCINE.
So his cousin got the vaccine.
Yeah.
And he started to behave really strangely. None of us who know and love him recognized his behavior anymore. He seemed really unwell. And it became pretty clear pretty quickly that as a result of getting the VACCINE, he contracted the disease from Shallow Hal.
He got Shallow Hal.
Have you ever seen the movie Shallow
Hal? That's right, Banana. Get your hands off me, Banana Hands.
So Shallow Hal was what? Black?
Jack Black.
Jack Black. He decides.
Anthony Robbins.
He only dates.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Perfect women. Tens, right? And then Anthony Robbins meets him in an elevator, puts his gigantic hands on him,
banana
and hypnotizes
fingers.
Him.
Banana fingers.
Right, that's exactly. Hands
on me, banana fingers.
Right. So Hal, in the movie, played by Jack Black, sees.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
As Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, no, how do you explain this? Gwyneth Paltrow in this movie is morbidly obese.
Yeah, she's nutritional overachiever.
Sees her
as Gwyneth Paltrow.
As really what she looks like. So he's seen the
as
obese.
Apple's mom.
Okay.
Basically, before the vaccine, my cousin was a normal all-American guy. Yeah. He was attracted to hotties, knockouts, perfect tens. And after getting the vaccine, he started to find fat people desirable and was talking, flirting with them, even going on dates with them.
Oh, my gosh. This vaccine is just so awful.
What a
stunning. People who were chunky, porky.
All right.
Even some of them obese. Okay. And we've tried everything.
Try hit him on the head.
We have taken him to specialists all around the world, Zurich, you know, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
We've been everywhere and we tried hitting him over the head. We tried hypnotherapy, hypnotizing him. We can't get him to stop dating fatties.
All right.
Oh, nutritional overachiever.
This person is brilliant. If you haven't figured it out, it's totally tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, totally tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like that this person came out and first said, let's not make fun of anybody who's unvaccinated. And that's exactly what they did.
He did.
It's a brilliant comedy job. I
it
mean, really is.
All he did is make fun of it.
The vaccine will turn you into Shallow Hal.
That is.
Well,
you know, could jump out of you. That's the other side.
That's the other thing I really worry about. My vaccine is.
I told my friend the other day.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to be the weirdest thing in the world and the most sad? What if a year and a half from now, 2 years from now, we find out that all the stuff these people are screaming about is like impotent, all of this other stuff, it all happens. And then you got to listen to these people going, I told you so.
Told you so.
I told you so.
I told you. All right. Coming up next.
I got my kids, so I don't really
You're
need to
fine.
Worry about that.
Don't listen to Nicki Minaj.
Listen, she's my doctor. I can't. That's all. All I got to say, right? Like, this is who I, my, you know, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. this is who I had to go through. And I said, who's my doctor? And I said, well, in this group, it's Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
And I said, all right, I'll take Dr. Minaj.
Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich wants to nunchuck Biden.
Nice.
Arizona, the first state to sue Biden over his COVID vaccine plan. Monica Lindstrom's going to join us next, and she's going to tell him if Bernie, Brnovich, if you will, Mark, the AG, has a lawsuit next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Chad, who's that dude that's running for Senate?
That'd be Mark Brnovich.
What did he have, the nunchuck stuff?
He did. Well, let's be real. He gets my vote always because he freed the nunchuck.
Totally agree.
I don't care what any. I don't care if he says to me, Chad, I really think the thing was stolen and we need to be involved. It's like, dude, you know what? You got rid of the nunchuck ban.
Like if Brnovich came out and said open borders for all, I'd be like,
that's all right. He gave
hey,
me nunchucks.
Listen, you're a nunchuck guy.
That's right.
So Brnovich is suing Joe Biden.
I am a one.
You
issue
are.
Voter.
You're so awful. It's the 100, over 100 employees at a business have to be vaccinated
yes.
or tested.
Yes.
Brnovich.
Call it a preemptive strike against mandate rules yet to be written.
Which could unnecessarily force people to get vaccines or force businesses to sign agreements with the federal government, which could jeopardize their ability to do business.
Mark Brnovich also says the mandate violates laws for personal choice in spite of a public health crisis and equal protection laws as border crossers don't fall under the requirement.
It is estimated that nearly 2 million people are expected to cross the southern border. That's literally the size of Biden's home state of Delaware. They're coming from countries that have extremely high infection rates.
The Biden administration admits enforcement through OSHA is a workaround. Peter Seymour, KTAR News.
All right, so this lawsuit is about the fact that we let people in over our border, which
yes,
we shouldn't.
Which we shouldn't.
And we don't test them, which we should. And we don't give them the vaccine, which we should. And so Brnovich is using that in a lawsuit because if Americans have to get either vaccinated or tested, why are people
equal under the law? It's the equal under the law.
Here's what Monica Lindstrom, our legal expert, told us about this.
This lawsuit is actually very, very simple. We know all about that Biden has come out and mandated these vaccines or testing every week for those who aren't going to get the vaccine. This lawsuit is based on basically unequal treatment. It's based on the Equal Protection Clause. So what the Equal Protection Clause says is that everybody needs to be treated equally, or there better be a darn good reason why you're not treating everybody equally. And this lawsuit says the federal government says through Biden that employers that have at least 100 employees, you have to make sure your employees are vaccinated or tested. But guess who he's not requiring to be tested or get the vaccine? Those that come over the border illegally. They don't have to get vaccinated. So basically, Brnovich in this lawsuit on behalf of Arizona says that's not fair. You're requiring U.S. citizens, people of our own country, to have to get the vaccine, but you're not requiring anything for those that are here illegally. That's not fair. That's a violation of equal protection. You don't have a good enough reason to do it. And not only that, the states are the ones that are supposed to have police power and health and safety power, not the federal government. So you know what, federal government? You're stepping on our branch, so get off.
Talking to Monica Lindstrom, very snooty as she tends to be at times, very persnickety, our legal expert here. Is there any standing here with this?
Oh, absolutely they're standing because Arizona has citizens, U.S. citizens within its borders and employers that are being forced to have to do this. So absolutely Arizona has standing.
All right, hold on a second. So the border is the reason that this whole lawsuit has...
Yes, right now, Brnovich in this lawsuit, it's not a long, complicated lawsuit. It basically says that the federal government is violating the Equal Protection Law because they are treating U.S. citizens differently than what they're treating undocumented aliens or those that are here illegally.
So what if Biden comes back and says, anybody who comes near our border from the Mexico side has to get the same treatment? You're either vaccinated or tested.
That will take care of half of the lawsuit, but the other half of the lawsuit is federal government, you don't have the right and power to do this. It's the states that have the power to determine whether vaccines should be mandated in within our own state borders. It's not a federal government question. So those are the two parts to the lawsuit. Number one, you're treating undocumented aliens better, so to speak, than what you're treating U.S. citizens. And number two, you don't have the power to be able to do this anyway.
Monica Lindstrom, our awesome legal analyst. You know, they're trying to do this. A lot of people said they're trying to backdoor this through OSHA.
They are.
Yeah. And you know, making it not so much making it a workplace issue rather than some sort of mandate coming down from the government.
That's correct. In fact, wasn't it Biden's chief of staff that tweeted out this is the ultimate workaround to a national mandate for vaccines?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. But remember, OSHA has the right to put out rules and regulations regarding the workplace when you're dealing with employers of over 100 employees. So OSHA does have power here.
Sure.
It's just, does the power extend to this situation and does it overtake the individual interest or the interest of an individual to decide what they want to do with their own body?
All right. This is Monica Lindstrom. This to me seems like more of a statement being made by a man who's running for Senate than a lawsuit by a man who's holding the office of Attorney General. That's what it feels like to me. Coming up next, why don't we talk about this?
Okay.
Is this thing really just a statement and it's going to, he has no chance of winning this? You actually think he might win this?
I do.
I totally disagree.
I do.
All right. We'll talk about it next, the Gatos Chat Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Brnovich is suing Biden. What's that?
Is he suing Biden?
He's suing Biden.
No way.
Suing the federal government. Arizona's the first state to sue the president over the COVID vaccine plan. And, I mean, I knew that Arizona was going to sue.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of, I guess.
It's like with Trump, right? Like they sue Trump every other
absolutely.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if we had a, you know, if Trump were the president today and we had a Democratic governor and Trump did something, our Democratic governor would be suing.
Exactly.
That's how it works. So here's the thing. I am surprised that the lawsuit is all about illegal immigration. And I got to tell you, it's either brilliant by Mark Brnovich, and he actually pulls out this lawsuit, or he has absolutely no interest in winning this lawsuit. He's running for Senate. This is a political statement to push to shine a light on our border. Now, when you're talking about companies,
not to shine a light on this border,
it's brutal. And Biden gets a total F on the border. But the interesting thing is, everybody wants to know, when is this thing going to start? You know, companies over 100 people, you're either going to get vaccinated or you're going to get tested. And if you don't want to do either, I guess you're going to go find another job. But Brnovich is saying, hey, if people are walking over our border and we're not vaccinating or testing them, you can't do that to the American people.
Yeah.
And I find that to be, you know, a silly lawsuit. It's a good statement he's making as a Republican of a border state, shining a light on how awful the administration has been on the border. But to win a court case like this, I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if he's going to win or lose. It just doesn't sound good to me.
Well, equal under the law is what they're and it's what Monica said. Equal under the law. And he is, I think it's brilliant. Much like with
you do?
Much like with the, you know, with them suing Ducey and stuff. It's not going to be whether or not it's constitutional about the mask. It's all going to be about the fact that you guys constitutionally put two things in where you're only supposed to have one.
Right.
So it's the little things in many cases that they're going to, because people, for those of you who don't understand, much like Obamacare, none of it was written to be health care. So many of these bills aren't written for anything other than to withstand challenges now in the court systems. Mm. And what do they have right now? Well, first of all, you're going to judge shop. How do you judge shop? You're going to go find the judge that you want in many of these cases. So you know that it'll go to your Supreme Court and in your state eventually, because they'll continue to appeal. They'll win the case here. It'll go to the, you know, district court, where eventually the district, you know, like the fifth, you know, or sixth, whatever it is, might say, yeah, we agree with Brnovich. Or they say no. He'll appeal it up to the Supreme Court and they may or may not take it. But he knows he's got that 6-3 kind of victory in the Supreme Court, at worst 5-4.
Doesn't always mean that they're going to vote that way.
No, though. But for a lot of these things that they bring, yes, yeah. I think they would look at this kind of the same way. It's the interpretation of the law. And you're right. Most of the time, I would say 90%+ of the time, you don't hear anything about these cases. It's 9-0, 8-1, 8-0 because somebody has to step away because they ruled on a lower course. But this is one of those things where I think, you know, you're trying to find the workaround. And that's even what Biden found the workaround. We're going to go through OSHA.
Right.
Right. Because he knows if he tried to do it in another way, I can't do this.
Everybody's trying the workaround.
Yeah.
To get what they want.
That's it.
Okay. What does Brnovich want? Does he want to win this case?
I think he wants to win the case.
I don't think he wants to win the case.
No. Well, he wants to always bring attention to himself.
I think he wants to bring attention to the fact that the border is a disaster. And that's going to help him possibly win a Senate seat. I don't think he really cares about winning this.
Oh, I think he cares about it. I think he cares about it.
All right, what does he care more about? Does he care more about winning this, or does he care more about getting out to people that I'm running for Senate, I'm standing up for you, blah, 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 and our border's a mess? Well, isn't that what he really wants?
Well, of course, that's the most important thing. They all want to know that they want everybody to know that they're running for something or they're rerunning for something. But, I mean, does he want to win this? Of course he wants to win this. And, you know, you don't want to. And he's also standing up for states' rights, which I'm a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. But when you go through OSHA and the way that they've done it, that is the back doorway. And you watch what happens. There's going to be, and this is one of many cases that are coming against this, you know, in states across. I guarantee you Texas. I can guarantee you Idaho. I can guarantee, you guys see where I'm going with this?
Yep.
I can guarantee you Florida and many other cases will be filing lawsuits saying that you've overreached and you've stepped on states' rights. And, you know, but the OSHA thing may save him in some ways, in other ways it may not. But you never know until you get, what judge are you getting?
Right.
Those are the things that matter. Isn't that crazy? But it's all about the interpretation of the law.
Mask mandates in school, there's a lawsuit. Biden's new plan, there's a lawsuit. All we do is sue each other. We're not really worried about, you know, getting past COVID.
No.
We apparently they don't care about that.
Well, I think
they want to win their lawsuit.
I think
and they don't even believe in their lawsuits.
They're worried about
the
how they look because like everybody else, let them eat cake. And you know, they are the people that are enjoying the cake as well. And that's sad because it's all about them.
All right, coming up, 5 o'clock KTAR News Expansion. Stick around.